Well, with just now 2 weeks to go before the US Open at Shinnecock Hills, this week's Memorial Tournament really takes on, I wouldn't say added significance because this is typically the place in the schedule that it has 2 weeks out from the US Open. But there are several players that really need a big finish this week or indeed in Memphis next week if they are to force their way into the top 60 and get a start at the US Open or perhaps go through the qualifying processes at various venues, sectional qualifying processes at various venues around the United States over the next few days or so. This week's field is made up of some of the game's best players. There's obviously a tournament which is hosted by Jack Nicklaus, suggests it should be. Jason Day will probably start as one of the favourites given the form that he's in at the moment. Two wins this season and coming off the back of that fifth place finish of the Players' Championship a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's in good form. I guess the really interesting thing about Jason Day, however, is the fact that, despite the fact that he lives in the area, in the Columbus area, and he is a member at Muirfield Village, his record at the Memorial Tournament has been pretty ordinary, with not one top 10 and nine starts in the event. So he's got to try and overcome that hoodoo, if you like, but there's no doubting the form that he's in right now, and you'd have to think that he's going to be able to at least improve on that record, you would think, given the way he's been playing in 2018. Of some of the other more fancied candidates, Dustin Johnson has been in pretty good form himself in more recent times. He's got a roller coaster of form here, however, with just two top fives. And that is a bit of a concern for those that might fancy the chances of the world number two. Justin Rose, I think, is a player that could do very well this week. I know he's come off the back of that a win in Fort Worth last week, and it's always very difficult to back up after such a significant win. But he's been a winner and twice a runner-up in this event at the Muirfield Village layout. So clearly he has a love for the venue and he's playing very well at present, bringing a lot of confidence off the back of that win. So I would look to Justin Rose to be one of the players who will be right in the mix by Sunday. Rory McIlroy has been backwards and forwards across the Atlantic in recent times, including when finishing runner-up at the BMW at Wentworth, the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth just last week. He was fourth here at his last start, so this is a layout that clearly doesn't bother him too much and doesn't hold any fears for him, and he's played well typically at this venue. So, provided he can go overcome the jet lag, I suppose you could say, not that flying up the pointy end of a corporate jet or a commercial jet is going to be any great concerns for these guys. But if he can overcome any concerns regarding the scheduling, then I think McIlroy could potentially be one of the challenges this week. And Tiger Woods, well, a five-time winner of this event, Tiger Woods, and can he continue that return to not his best, but certainly return to some level of golf that he's shown us in the past, that he's produced in more recent weeks also. It'll be very interesting to see, and no doubt his performance will, as it has been over the last few weeks when he has played, be under a tremendous amount of scrutiny. And one player that I wouldn't mind suggesting that could have a very good chance this week is Matt Kuchar. I know it's been about 4 years since he's won on the PGA Tour, but he's got a very good record in this event. He's had a win and six top tens in his last nine starts at Muirfield Village. So it's clearly a layout that he really enjoys, and whilst he hasn't done a lot this year in terms of any great finishes, I think coming back to a venue where he regularly plays well might just be enough to inspire Matt Kuchar to something better this week. We've already talked about Jason Day amongst the Australians. We can also now talk about Adam Scott, who's shown genuine signs of improvement in recent weeks, I feel. And even in Fort Worth last week, where he got off to a slow start in the tournament, a last round of 64 enabled him to finish midfield. He needs something special this week, as we suggested earlier, but I think the stars appear to be aligning in that regard. Mark Leishman, I think, is the player, the Australian player, that could be the leading Australian this week and potentially something better. He's played the Muirfield Village layout well in the last 3 years, Neither he nor Jason Day have the pressure of trying to get into the US Open field, as they're already there. So there is a lot to like about Leishman's chances, especially given he arrives off that very good finish when he finished runner-up in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. Cameron Smith also has a start at the US Open, so he has no pressure in that regard, but he'll be keen to head to New York in good form, no doubt. He's not played this event well in just the two starts that he's had at Muirfield Village, and following two missed cuts in his last two starts this season, he'll be keen to rekindle the form that showed in the opening major, or that he showed rather, in the opening major of the year when he was fifth at the Masters, which was really simply a stunning performance and shows just what a tremendous future the young man from Brisbane has. Rod Pampling finished third at the Memorial several years ago, admittedly, but in more recent times there hasn't been a lot to get excited about, and certainly this season, in his recent starts, they do not suggest that things will get a lot better this week. There'll be a lot of interest on Cameron Davis, the Australian Open champion, who last week won his first event on the web.com tour and did it on invitation to that tournament, so he's now secured with web.com tour status for the remainder of the year and could potentially be a PGA Tour player in 2019. The former Australian amateur and the Australian Open champion and the world amateur champion is clearly on his way to greater heights, that's for sure, than those he has already achieved. And his form this week will be of much interest. Like Davis, John Sandon has a start, courtesy of an invitation by the tournament organisers. And although he's missed only one cut in nine previous starts, he's still slowly building his way back into tournament golf after taking a break from the game to attend to health issues that his son Jacob was facing and further improvements required. But it's nice to see that he's been granted a start by the tournament organisers into the field. The Australians, therefore, are really quite an interesting mix this week with two or three genuine chances of contending, but other stories of interest as well. So looking forward to another good week at the Memorial Tournament on the course that Jack built.